live from the Vegas Video Network studios, just steps from the Las Vegas Strip, it's golf and other four-letter words. And now your host, you've heard him on ESPN, Fox Sports, and Sirius XM Radio, Mr. Dennis Silvers.
Thank you. That's huge. Thank you very much. Hi, welcome to another edition. Yeah, we're still here. Golf and other four-letter words. And we've got a really, really special, really, really fun show for your listening enjoyment tonight. And thanks for joining us on the Vegas Video Network, where you always get insider views and expert views. Of course, insider news, expert views. That's what we're all about right here. All right. We got a lot of show tonight, so let me get right down to things, okay? Let me introduce our very special guest, of course, making her very first appearance, and we hope it's one of many here on Golf and Other Four-Letter Words. Let's give it up for Miss Kimberly Peet right here. Kimberly.
Thank you.
For coming on. First of all, I love a woman with two first names, Kim and Pete. Yeah. I like that very much. I like that. Anyway, Kimberly is part of a very unique group of young women that are known as Parmates. And Kimberly, for our viewers that may not be familiar with what you do, what are Parmates and what are you guys all about? Where do you hang out? And we'll get into that a little bit later in the show. Mm-hmm.
Parmates is basically a company that makes golf just more fun. We are caddies, but we're just better to look at than normal caddies, I think.
Pretty much, yeah.
Yes.
Okay, so you don't have the normal beard,
no,
the roughiness.
No, we do all the club selection, cleaning your clubs, riding along. Of course, I only drive, so I don't walk. Okay. So don't expect me to do that.
All right.
But
do you iron at all either?
No.
Do you cook?
Yes.
Okay, you do cook. All right. How many Parmates are there?
We actually have 40. They're hand selected, and not everybody that wants to be a Parmate is going to be.
Okay, so you have to go through a screening and probably have some knowledge about golf, sure, don't you?
Yes.
Which you do, because you play golf.
Yes. All right. And we are trained. So everyone that comes through is trained.
That is absolutely great. So we're going to have a lot of fun with Kimberly tonight. We're going to talk a little bit about her services and what you could expect when you go out to the golf courses where they are available, and it's really, really a very good experience. Speaking of good experiences, we want you to have another good experience tonight. There's a lot of ways to get a hold of myself, get a hold of Kimberly. We've got email, of course. Let's start with that, and that is simply golf@vegasvideonetwork.com. We've also got that great live chat button going on, so just go to the website, VegasVideoNetwork.com. Hit that live chat. That's right. Send us a question that you may want to hear something about later in the show for Handicap Helper, or send a question to Kim, send a suggestion to me. Whatever you want to do, go to VegasVideoNetwork.com. Hit that live chat in the upper left-hand corner. Also got a toll-free number for you, and that is 866-966-4599. Doesn't cost you a quarter. Give us a call. You could call us with your questions or comments or whatever you would like to do. So we would love to hear from you.
Can they text me?
They can't text you right now.
Okay.
That's another feature we've got coming on the show pretty soon. That would be very cool. Anyway, I want to again welcome a sponsor to the show. It's a great organization, great people out there, and of course I'm talking about Las Vegas Paiute Golf Resort.
That's my favorite course.
It's my favorite course too. How good is that? They are the only, as you know, 54-hole facility in the Las Vegas Valley, and you know how that works. That really ties in well, because this time of year in the Las Vegas Valley, as you know, Kimberly, a lot of courses are starting to overseed. So that means what? They're closed.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, you can't play them. You don't have to worry about that at out at Paiute. They got three magnificent courses: the Wolf Course, Sun Mountain, and Snow Mountain. And which one's your favorite, by the way?
I actually played a tournament last year on the Wolf.
On the Wolf, great course. Mm-hmm. Wonderful golf course. All right, if you want to go out there, relax a little bit, get out of the heat. You know, it's real hot right now in Las Vegas. It's probably, 8-10 degrees cooler out there at the Paiute?
Yes, and it's so lush.
It's very, very lush.
There's no water restrictions.
Exactly.
So it's much more
lush.
Lots
of water.
It's so quiet.
And that's why they call it 2,800 feet of no stress.
Yes.
So it's a great, great facility. Not only three great golf courses, not only a great clubhouse, they've got a wonderful practice facility. Look at this. Their signature hole on the Wolf Course, number 15, the Island Green.
Yeah.
Doesn't that look inviting? Couldn't you just
so gorgeous.
Take your shoes off and jump in?
I'm kind of intimidated by water. When
Why?
I'm golfing, yeah, every time I'm around it, I just kind of go in the water. So
all right,
I'm kind of
well, don't do that. They are absolutely terrific. A couple of different ways to get a hold of them. They have a toll-free number, of course, for locals right here. That's 658-1400, 658-1400. Also have a toll-free line for you all out of town that are watching the show to give them a call to book a tee time, 800-711-2833. 711-2833, toll free. Great experience if you haven't played Las Vegas Paiute Golf Resort. Go out there, do yourself a favor. You will have a very, very good time. Also want to make note of our syndication partner, that is AM 1400 KSHP. Friday night features, every Friday night from 6 to 10, they re-air the audio versions of all of the shows here on the network. So if you're driving down the boulevard or something, very cool, roll down the windows, turn up the volume, and you can hear yourself on the show. Very, very cool. All right, let's get to our four-letter word for tonight is sexy.
Ooh.
Okay. I think the game of golf is sexy. What do you think?
This is true. This is very true.
It's a sexy game, isn't it? It's a happening game. You got good-looking guys playing. They dress well.
Honestly, there's nothing that turns me on more than a guy that knows how to hit the sweet spot. I love it.
Okay, I like that too. All right. Also, another reason why the four-letter word for tonight is sexy, just take a look. Do I need to say more?
You're so sweet.
Thank you. Well, that's true. That's true. All right. Enough of that. Let's get to our first segment of the show. And for our regulars, they know what it is. For our new viewers, it is simply called Tournament Scorecard. And here it comes at you right now. All righty. Welcome back, everybody. I'm Dennis Overs, along with Kimberly Pete, our special guest tonight, who is a par mate. And let's get into tournament scorecard. Kimberly, PGA Tour rookie, probably as you know, Keegan Bradley. And the thing I want to know, and I did an interview the other day on Sirius XM, I go, why the hell would somebody want to name their kid Keegan?
I like it.
You like it?
Yeah.
Okay, it's different. But anyway, great young man. Wins the 2011 PGA Championship in a playoff over Jason Duffner. For his second win on tour, his first major championship that he played in, and he goes in and he wins it.
And how
first
old is
major,
he?
Anyway, he's 23 years old.
Wow.
Okay, absolutely fantastic. As a side note, Keegan is the nephew of LPGA Hall of Famer Pat Bradley, who won 31 LPGA Tour events and a whole lot of other stuff.
What a coincidence.
And what a coincidence. So it runs in the family. Obviously, as you know, does a lot of good things for a player when he wins a tournament, especially a major. Listen to this. Keegan was number 25 on the money list going into this tournament. He wins it, wins a quick $1.4 million, moves to number 5 on the money list with $3.4 million.
Not bad.
So that's not bad. The season's still going. FedEx Cup points race, that starts in about 2 weeks. He moves from number 24 to number 4. World ranking, always, always major, moves from number 108 to number 29. And that's a huge jump on the world ranking.
I didn't get to bet that.
Yeah.
It's horrible.
Huge. Top 10 finishes, he's doing okay. Went from a T36 to a T21, so congratulations to Keegan Bradley. What do you think about major championships? Do you watch them? Do you like them? If you do, what's your favorite and why?
I love them, but only from TV. Honestly, I really got to hand it to the people that can go and walk around all day. To me, I couldn't do that. But I love watching them in my living room and enjoying it.
Okay. Do you have a favorite of the four majors?
No.
You don't?
No.
Just like them all?
Yeah.
Okay. All right, that's good to know. Speaking of walking around and not walking around and staying in your living room watching on TV, I want to congratulate Vegas Video Network. They just did something absolutely fantastic, Kimberly. We are now seeing all of the shows on the network are now seen on Roku. Do you know what that is?
Yes, I have one.
You have, and all you gotta do to get one, you buy a little piece of equipment, doesn't cost you very much money, you hook it up to your television, okay, and you could sit there on your couch, eating popcorn, watching all of the shows on the network.
Is
it's
that
absolutely
on Apple
fantastic.
TV as well, or just Roku?
It's on Roku.
Okay.
It's on Apple TV too, I beg your pardon. All right.
Great, I have both.
But it just shows you, this network is growing, it's just getting out of hand. It's absolutely ridiculous. When I found out that we were on Roku, I thought right away that was my favorite Japanese restaurant.
Well, I mean, you're kind of older, so do you even have a cell phone?
Okay, moving right along. Okay, she's got, she has got, she has got road. All right.
I mean, technology
all
is
right.
really great.
I got to recover after that one. All right, I got to recover. I'll tell you what, we're going to take a short station ID, and when we come back, when Kimberly and I come back, we're going to have one of my favorite topics, segments in the show called Birdies and Bogeys. So stay with us. We're back with you right after this.
Hi, this is Scott Pritchard from Let's Bet. You're watching the Vegas Video Network. It's Vegas Video Network, not .com. You're not using this one, right? Don't you dare use this one.
Alrighty, everybody, welcome back to Golf and Other Four-Letter Words right here on the Vegas Video Network. I'm Dennis Silvers with the lovely Kimberly Pete sitting next to me, and Birdies and Bogeys is brought to you by the great people at Golfer's Guide. Golfer's Guide, the largest golf publication in the country. It is published regionally. They do great articles on all of the regional golf courses in the area. They have one here in on Valley High. They give you some great instruction articles as well. And what's very cool is you can see right there on their homepage, they stream they stream the show. They stream Golf and Other Four-Letter Words. So go online, go to lasvegas.golfersguide.com. You could read all about them. You could find out where to pick them up, private courses, municipal courses, whatever.
Can
They're
you set
folks.
Up your tee time on there too?
On their cat, they will help you set up a tee time.
Wow.
Absolutely correct. So that's very good information. So thanks to Golfer's Guide bringing birdies and bogeys to you. All right, here it is, Kimberly. I'm going to tell you a little something. You tell me if it's a birdie or bogey, if you agree, disagree, and why that is, okay? All right, the PGA Tour is the latest sports organization to warn members about the use of velvet deer antler products. Don't ask me. Okay? Specifically, the ultimate spray, as it contains some type of banned growth hormone that's on the no-no list for the PGA Tour. I never heard of it. What do you think? Birdie or bogey on their part?
I've never heard of this either, but I'm going to go ahead with a birdie. Good for them.
Good for them?
I think we should definitely keep it strict. I don't even know what the heck that is.
I don't even know what the velvet deer antler products are.
I mean,
it's
have no
the
idea.
Fuller Brush doesn't sell, or so I don't know what it does, but it's specifically for this ultimate spray.
Yeah.
They have other products, I guess, that aren't banned, but the ultimate spray has this growth hormone. So I don't know what that's all about.
It's like an HGH.
That's exactly what it is.
Okay.
That's
great.
Exactly what it is. All right. So I
definitely
agree with you.
No.
I think it's a birdie.
No.
Yeah. You don't want any of that stuff and all of that stuff. Okay. Keegan Bradley, we just talked about last week, became the very first golfer to win a major championship using a long putter. Did you know that?
No, I didn't.
Birdie or bogey for Keegan?
I'm going to say birdie. Good for him. I still can't do that with a putter. I don't like that style. But I would like to learn if it's working. I mean, Let's
try it. It's working for a lot of people.
Yeah.
Actually, I just recently
had a player the other day use it, and it seems
on
to
putter?
Work. Yes.
Yeah, they've got the, you know, they have the belly putters, they got the broom,
I think it definitely,
brooms,
I think it definitely allows you to have more control.
Yeah.
And it slows you down. For me, I'm too fast on putting, so I
You're
think it would
fast.
Help.
What kind of putter do you use?
Not a very good one.
Not a very good one. Okay.
Not a very good one. Let's just say
you
that.
Get a good one, so you become
no,
a better
I
player.
No, I have great clubs, and I just need better irons. My driver is great. My 5-wood is great, but I need better irons.
What's the strongest part of your game?
My strongest part is definitely my 7-iron.
Your 7-iron?
Yeah. That's what you should be best at, right? Is your short game? So.
Absolutely correct.
I mean, I have big muscles. I just can't, you know, I can't be that good.
Yeah, that's fine. Scott, was live chat? Comment?
Folks are now using the longer putters.
I'm sorry, I missed the first part of that.
What percentage of people out there playing now are using the taller putters?
The big putters?
Yeah.
Actually, it's a very, very small percentage because, number one, you know, it hasn't been that widely used over a number of years. People are afraid to get away from the conventional putters. And to be honest with you, you got to spend some time with it to really practice to become comfortable with it because, like you say, it is a little awkward.
And what about the price? I mean, that's
price is
be
a lot
something.
Of money. Yeah.
Is there an extension that you could just put on your putter, or
not that I know of?
Okay.
Not that I know of. So the only extension I know of is the extension cord I use to get some of my lights going. But anyway, that was a good question. All right, back to birdies and bogeys, Kimberly. Speaking of the PGA Championship, which we just did, plenty of gossip and mixed feelings about the bunkers that were at Atlanta Athletic Club, site of the PGA Championship. Players complained about their locations. They complained about the sand, the type of sand in the bunkers as being too powdery. And they complained about the sides of the bunkers being filled in too much with sand. Which you hit your ball in the bunker, normally it rolls to the bottom of the bunker. It wasn't happening there because they filled in all the sides of the sand, which I happen to like. So you think it's a birdie or bogey for the USGA and Atlanta Athletic Club with the bunkers?
Well, I actually used to spin bunkers myself, and I prefer the bigger ones that I don't have to hand rake over and over again. And the thing about that is you want between too fluffy and between dirt. I mean, there's advantages to having it fluffy because you can use your 60, you can use your any kind of sand wedge. But when the sand is more firm, you can definitely use a 7-iron and get it right out. So it all depends on the people. So I'm just going to go with a bogey on that because they can't be complaining.
I disagree with you. I think it's a birdie. I think that concept of putting sand around the sides of the bunkers is a great, great idea because bunkers are hazards and they should present a little bit more of a challenge.
Yes.
These guys are so good out of the bunkers, as you know. So give them a little more difficulty, and I said maybe penalize them a half a shot. I think it's a birdie on their part.
I just meant a bogey for the people complaining.
Oh, okay. Then I'm with you. All right. We've got some live. Scotty, you got a live chat?
Yeah, is there no guidance on how to prepare a bunker?
There is.
Whatever you want? Or?
No. There is specific rules about bunkers as far as the layout of the bunker, as far as what's acceptable, what's not acceptable. It's your choice to use a different kind of sand depending on the location, where you are in the country, a heavier sand. If you're in a windy part of the country, the environment is also another thing. So yes, between the RNA, the USGA, the PGA Tour, and the club itself, There are requirements and there are things. So that's a good question. All right, Freddie Couples, you know Freddie Couples, captain of next month's President Cup, which is going to be played in Australia, insists, Kimberly, that if Tiger Woods wants to show up and play, he will have a spot for him on the team, despite his horrible play recently and his health issues. Birdie or bogey?
I think it's definitely a birdie. I think for him to be saying that, he's going to create a lot of talk, a lot of chat, and it's good for the golf industry. And also, he's just being a good sportsman.
Okay. Again, I couldn't disagree with you more.
Tiger deserves it. He deserves it.
I agree with you in what you say. Tiger, there's no doubt, moves the needle and moves the ratings and sell tickets like nobody else. But the guy is playing like crap. He's got some head issues. And his record there is not all that good. Why should Fred Couples insert him into the lineup and take away a spot from a guy that could probably do more good and win more matches than Tiger Woods?
But we have quarterbacks who are old and everyone says they're washed up, but no one complains when they win a championship.
Well, that's true.
I mean,
true.
It's the same thing.
But is that why you're a Brett Favre fan?
Yes.
Okay. There you go. I rest my case, ladies and gentlemen. All right. But anyway, that's going to be interesting to see. And by the way, that's going to be next month in Melbourne, Australia. So I personally don't think Tiger's going to show up. I think he's going to say, look good. I'm just not 100%. Get somebody that's playing good that can help the team. And you know what, Kimberly? If he did that, his status in the game of golf, as far as his fans, would kick it up 10 notches.
I mean, honestly, either way, he doesn't need to, right? I mean, he doesn't need the money.
He does need the money. I think, but they don't get paid for the President's Cup. President's Cup, right? They don't get paid.
I mean, for sponsorship and what else?
He is looking for sponsors. So,
problems?
You know, still dealing with knee problems. Absolutely, he is. Absolutely. All right, speaking of knee problems, let's get some help on your game. We've had some great emails come in specifically about the caddying part of the game of golf. We call this segment, you're going to love it, Handicap Helper. Here it is. All right, welcome back, everybody. Don't forget to go to golf at VegasVideoNetwork.com. Go to VegasVideoNetwork.com, the homepage. Send in your live chat questions. Send me an email. All right, here we go. Here we go, Kimberly. Jordan wrote in and says that he's not exactly sure what he can do and what he cannot ask a caddy to do while playing a round of golf. What's your advice, Jordan? What are your duties? What do you think is appropriate for a player to ask a caddy to do?
If you're not sure about something, just go ahead and ask, just like everything else. We are still caddies. We are not something that is the late night sort of thing. I don't know. I'm not sure what Jordan is getting at there.
Do you play golf under the lights or what?
You would not believe the questions. Actually, I had this person who was, I was a birthday present. And he said, no, I don't want this, because
really?
He was so afraid. But after he got to talking to me and realized that it was okay, that I wasn't going to do anything wrong, wasn't going to hurt him, then it was okay. So just go ahead and ask your caddy whatever questions you have.
All right. Steven wants to know the best way to tell your caddy when he or she has screwed up, like giving a wrong read on the green or pulling the wrong club.
Well, that one happened to me, so I don't know what that's like.
That's never happened to you. You've never screwed up. Okay. All right, but if somebody
maybe I've been about a half a cup off on my reads.
Okay,
maybe.
Well, that's not bad. That is not bad. But
not bad.
You just got to basically say, you might have given me the wrong read there.
Yes.
You know, appreciate it.
Definitely discuss it. You're going to be with each other for 18 holes, maybe more. So definitely just talk about it. And sometimes I have this thing where golfers kind of like to just blame other people because...
Sure, I do.
They don't want to admit themselves.
Oh, I do. Yeah. If I miss a shot, I'm looking around, somebody was talking, sneezing.
Oh, yeah. I can blame it on anything.
Yeah, it's never the player, so I agree. Scott, live chat?
Yep, Nate wants to know, what's the most common problem you see as a caddy when you're out with somebody?
Someone that is complaining incessantly about their golf when really you're not that good, so don't complain.
There you know what? You made such a great point. Don't you feel, and I've said this for years on my radio shows, and you see it when you work every day, that most of the guys that play golf really overestimate their ability?
Honestly, you're just there to have fun. You're in Vegas, the weather's beautiful, you're on vacation, whatever. Just have a great time.
Just
don't worry
about it. Yeah.
And you know, golf is such a mental game, and if you can just relax just a little bit, the rest, just let the clubs do it for
you. Just
let
it go. Honestly. That's exactly right. Nathan, in fact, another Nathan emails this. He likes the idea of using a caddy, but is a bit intimidated because he's not such a great player. Any advice?
Poor Nathan.
Maybe a...
I definitely wouldn't be afraid. Just go ahead and just wing it. I mean, what can you be afraid of?
Yeah, because
after the third beer, it's really
there
nothing.
You go. Okay. I think, Kimberly, that a lot of guys would love to use caddies, would love to use your service, but they feel they're not such a great player. They don't want to embarrass themselves. So what do you say to somebody like that?
Honestly, just relax. We're here to be playing at your level. We're here to have fun. Yeah. I had the other day, these guys were like, oh, my friend was so upset that we got caddies. We thought it was going to be horrible. Why would you do that? But then afterwards, they had such a great time. They were just so happy about it.
Yeah, and it usually ends up being a great experience. Scott, somebody on live chat?
Yep, Bill wants to know, do you ever have to overcome the fact that you're a female versus male caddy?
Good question.
With my agency, I don't, but I have worked with one male caddy at the same time, and he was very nice, and we actually were a great team together.
So you complimented each
yes.
other. That's good, and that's the way it should be. All right, Patrick wants to know if good caddies have to be good golfers. Very good question, Patrick.
To me, personally, I think yes, you do have to golf.
Okay.
Because you have to know the feel. I have to be able to tell my golfer, okay, well, your right thumb needs to be over here. Your stance is wrong, and if you can't do that, then there may be some issues.
Okay. Do these guys mostly listen to you also?
Yes. Okay. I've had one golfer who golfed his best round of his life, so that was cool.
That's great.
Mm-hmm.
That's great. All right. Jeff sends this in. Kimberly, if you are in a tournament, is it illegal for your caddy to keep score? That's a great question, Jeff.
That is a very good question.
And do you know the answer? I don't mean to put you on the spot.
No, I definitely don't think it is illegal because even if, say, I were keeping score, someone else would be anyways. So.
Right. So you can.
Yeah.
That's right. Very good. Excellent.
Ding, ding.
Excellent. All right. Well done. So I say, got to go out, and we're gonna quickly find out how to get a hold of you. All right, golf this week, Kimberly. We got obviously the PGA Championship is over with, no more majors. PGA Tour though is Wyndham Championship in Greensboro, North Carolina. LPGA Tour is in action at the Safeway Classic, presented by Coca-Cola. I don't get that. Safeway Club, but it should be by Safeway, right?
Yeah.
I know they sell Coca-Cola, but whatever. They're in North Plains, Oregon, also the Champions Tour. Big one for them, Seniors Player Championship in Harrison, New York. Nationwide Tour, the Midwest Classic in Overland Park, Kansas. And the European Tour has got a real interesting event, a new one. It's the Czech Open.
Wow.
In, Saledna. And that, of course, is in the Czech Republic. I'm interested in that to see what kind of feel they get and see what kind of players they get in that. Anyway, Kimberly, if somebody watching is coming to Las Vegas or lives here, wants to go out to Royal Links or Bally High or Desert Pines, how do they get a hold of you? How do they find the par mates?
They could Facebook me personally, or you could actually just go to any of the golf course websites. Walters Golf has three courses, like you said, Desert Pines, Royal Links,
Bally High.
And Bally High. Okay. Bally High is the closest to Las Vegas Boulevard.
Right.
And that is probably the easiest to get to, but they're all still very close, within 9 miles of the strip.
Okay, so just go to waltersgolf.com mm-hmm. and click on their courses. And of course, you can ask specifically for Kimberly.
Yes.
But also, they have all of the other Parmate gals available
yes.
as well. But of course, she's the best. Okay, so you ask for Kimberly. Anyway, great job.
Thank you.
Thanks for coming. I'd love to have you again.
Thank you so much.
And we'll go out and tee it up because
okay.
I need some golf lessons.
Good.
All right, you got it. All right, that's going to wrap it up for this edition of Golf and Other Four-Letter Words. Okay, for Kimberly Pete, I'm Dennis Silvers, and thanks for hanging with us for a quick 30 minutes. We're going to see you right back here next week, same time, same place, with another great show. So until then, fairways and greens, everybody. We'll see you all back then. So long.